This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a very good Saturday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Steven Strom here. Marlins fall to the Washington Nationals in game one of this four-game set, 3-1. Really good performance from the arms for Miami. Just the Marlins just couldn't get anything going offensively. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Now back with you at Lone Depot Park tonight. And unfortunately, home has not been so kind to the Fish this season. Marlins lose game one of this four-game wraparound weekend series of the Nationals by a final score of 3-1. The Marlins fall to 6-21 this season and 2-12 at home. You're listening to the 10th Inning Show. It's brought to you by Warner Hoffman, Greg, and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Rod Allen back with me now. And Rod, Anthony Maldonado really good in his Major League debut tonight. Thought Kyle Tyler was pretty good. Bullpen faltered late. But really, the bottom line at the end of the night, there's just not enough offense right now.
No, not enough offense. I mean, just six singles today. The Washington Nationals, they weren't much better. They had eight singles in the contest, but they were able to put together some quality bats in the eighth frame of this evening's game and push across a couple of runs against a guy who really hasn't given up anything this year in Fauché. And so Skip just continues to try to find that right mix to finish out some games, and right now we just haven't been able to figure out that right mix where the hitting comes together, the clutch hitting comes together, the starting pitching aligns with the bullpen, and you have some clutch hitting. We just haven't been able to put it together consistently all season.
What did you make of Anthony Maldonado in his Major League debut?
I loved Anthony Maldonado. I liked the slider. We heard a lot about that pitch. I didn't think he scared out there. He looks like he's a guy that can pitch at this level, and I'm sure he's a guy that we will see again.
All right, Rod, I will see you back here. Not all that bright and early, but a 4:10 first pitch tomorrow afternoon.
Good job, buddy. See you later.
All right. See you, Rod. That's Rod Allen. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Highlights from this ball game in Miami tonight. Trevor Williams, the veteran righty, went opposite of Anthony Maldonado, making his Major League debut. Maldonado tossed three scoreless frames, and the Marlins would strike first in this ball game tonight. Vidal Brujan led off the bottom of the third inning with a single. He would go to second on a disengagement violation on Trevor Williams. And then with Nick Fortes at the plate, the Marlins would strike first. Here's the 2-2, and that is popped in the air. Shallow right. This might fall. Brujan got a really good jump. It will fall down the line to base hit. Rounding third. Coming towards the plate, Brujan. He's going to score. 1-0 Miami on the Fortes RBI single.
That is a thing of...
Well, and unfortunately, that is all the offense the Marlins could muster in this ball game tonight. It would stay 1-0 into the top of the sixth inning. And that was until, with the bases loaded and one out, Andrew Nardi in the game replacing Kyle Tyler. Joey Meneses was at the plate. Back with his staff, the 0-1 pitch is smashed, and that is stabbed by Arise. He's got it. Flips to Anderson for one. Throw to first, two, and a double play. A run will score to tie the game. That is one of the more beautiful double plays you'll ever see, started by Luis Arise, and that's our grand. So a run would score on the play. It was a 1-1 game. It would stay that way until the top of the eighth inning. Calvin Fauché has been perfect this season. He came on in the top of the eighth. He allowed a leadoff single to Trey Lipscomb. After Jacob Young sacrificed himself, the Marlins intentionally walked C.J. Abrams. Jesse Winker collected an infield single, and the bases were loaded once again with one out for Joey Meneses. The 1-0. Swung on and lined into center field. The Nationals are going to take the lead. One run is going to score. Abrams is flying. Throw comes in towards the plate. Catch and a tag, not in time. Oh, a beautiful dive by C.J. Abrams. He scored from second. That's a two-run single for Joey Meneses. The Nationals have taken their first lead of the night. They lead 3-1 here in the eighth. Marlins would only get one hit after they collected two and came up empty in the fourth inning. They went quietly in the final two frames facing Hunter Harvey. and Kyle Finnegan. Final score tonight, Washington 3 and Miami 1. For the Nationals, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. And for the Miami Marlins, a run, 6 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. Derek Law, the winner, he's 1-1. The loser, Calvin Fauché, he is 1-1. The save goes to Kyle Finnegan. It's his 8th of the season. Total time of game tonight, 2 hours and 15 minutes, 10,201 in the building. The Nationals are 11-14. The Marlins are 6-21. The Miami Marlins struck out 7 tonight. That means that $175 will be donated to the AutoNation Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his reaction after the 3-1 loss to the Nationals.
Fauché's been so good for you. Do you think that inning was maybe a little bit of combination of bad luck and him not having his best stuff?
Maybe. I mean, he struggled to find the zone a little bit tonight, but, I mean, we scored 1 run. I mean, that's just, you know, it's tough when we're scoring 1 run and, you know, putting real pressure on the bullpen to, you know, throw scoreless inning after scoreless inning. I thought the pitching overall did a fantastic job. Just offensively, we just couldn't get anything going tonight. Fauché, I guess, gave up a couple runs. Thought he got a ground ball. Kind of weird play up the middle with TA. This glove came off a little bit or something, the way the ball hit. Just kind of, you know, unlucky right there. But he got the ground ball that he wanted. Just, you know, kind of unfortunate there. But that's not the reason why we lost, in my opinion. I just, you know, the no offense tonight is what I think the story was of the game.
I know the offense has been a story of trying to find that consistency throughout the year. Just kind of what do you do here when you just continue to have those struggles?
I mean, we had 9 guys out early hitting today with different drills, machine, you know, different types of drills. We're at velo, we had arm BP. I mean, we're doing everything. And it's not lack of effort of those guys. Those guys are putting in the effort and trying, and the care factor is there. And that's what I think is the most frustrating, is because, you know, it's not like they're showing up at 4 o'clock to play the game. I mean, there was 9 guys out at 2:30 or 3 o'clock, you know, trying to get this thing figured out. I think there's some things that were, you know, need to be cleaned up still. The base running still needs to be cleaned up. You know, we had a 3-2 count, must go. As soon as the ball's hit, you know, you got to look up in that situation. That's not just a straight steal. That's just a 3-2 go. A fly ball, you retreat, and it's not a double play ball. So there's little things that end up catching up to you in a major league game that, you know, when you find ways to lose that way, honestly, especially when you're struggling to score runs, you're making extra outs on the bases, this stuff happens. So, we're not going to quit. That's not who we are. It's not in my DNA. I know that for sure. So we, you know, we'll try to figure it out again tomorrow.
What did Anthony Maldonado show you he could do here in his debut?
We stuck with his strengths, and that's the slider. His slider's real, played a little bit with the cutter. He has enough fastball to keep you off guard. But I think, you know, lefties, righties, it doesn't matter. He's got a real slider. We knew that in spring training and, you know, obviously with video last year, and that he was going to be one of the guys that was going to be called up eventually this year. His demeanor was great. First time throwing 3 innings, at least that I can remember. I know he's thrown a couple innings down there in AAA, but 3 ups. Just because his pitch count was around 25 after 2, so just thought, you know, getting him back out there, is a little, you know, honestly apprehensive, just second time through the order and at the top, but just thought his stuff was playing so good, it was tough to take him out. Flip it to Tyler to get a couple innings. His cutter, fastball kind of has real cut on it. Thought he neutralized the lefties, did really well. Come back up top, throw it to Nardi against the lefties. And then, you know, obviously the walk kind of hurt him a little bit, you know, got out of a big spot. And then, Hoeing's been throwing the ball so good. He was my long guy. Now he's, you know, in the 7th, 8th inning leverage, and then just couldn't get to Scott. So I thought overall it was just a really good, well-pitched game. Fortes was great back there. Just couldn't get anything going.
I think the last 2, you know, bullpen games, 7 combined runs.
Well, yeah, I mean, this team, Nationals got some really good hitters up and down the lineup, some real good young talent with some veteran talent in the middle. They're not easy to play or to because they can run. They can do different things on the bases and play the small ball really well. They play defense. It's a really good team, in my opinion. I know that whatever the past was, our record, but that's a different team. It's a really good team, I think. And so to pitch the way that our guys pitched, it was really impressive. Beef, Mel, you know, Brandon, those guys have been doing great with them. But, you know, we got to figure out how to get some runs and not make extra outs on the bases. Once we get on base, we just can't make the extra outs on the bases.
With Maldonado and how he looked today, and obviously with what you guys have seen, spring training and the minors, you maybe envision him kind of being stretched out a little bit so he can go longer than three innings if.
I don't know. I think a couple innings is, you know, where he's at. I think he's most valuable, you know, in one or two innings. Honestly, we just went to three because we were kind of in a different spot today with Zeus going down and trying to, you know, navigate as best as we could and not kill this bullpen with, you know, obviously a lot of games in a row here coming up. So, you know, we're trying to save guys but also win the game, right? And so the middle, Maldonado giving us one more inning was – you know, it was gold, honestly, and it set us up really good for later in the game. We just couldn't, you know, get any runs across.
It is still fresh, but the way he performed, does it lend itself to, hey, if we have to do a bullpen game, then, you know, in 5 days that, you know, we could do this again or no?
Yeah, you're doing bullpen days in April. It's you're gonna really have a trouble with your bullpen. We gotta get this, some starting pitching, get some depth, or get some length, I should say, in the games. And they're nice every now and then, and kind of reset a rotation if you're trying to give a break to some guys. But if you keep putting that on your bullpen, it's gonna catch up to you in, you know, July and August. So I don't feel like it's the play. Last year in September, we kind of had to, and we kind of had to today, but I don't feel like that's the play moving forward.
What did you see from Kyle Tider and his?
Well, it's the fastball cuts, and you know, if you haven't seen it before, then it gets on you, and it really neutralizes lefties. So I think that's, you know, actually righties hit him better. So the lineup suggested that the lefties or his cutter would play better tonight. It did. I thought his curveball looked okay also. But, you know, trying to, you know, I was thinking about going maybe back at the top. But once Young got on with the base hit, you know, we had Nardi ready, fresh, pitched three times in 10 days or something like that. Just felt like that was the move, even though I know CJ is hitting better against lefties. It's still lefty-lefty, and I'll take my chances with our dudes once we get to that spot. But, you know, scoring one, it's tough.
Anthony Maldonado made his Major League debut and did not disappoint. He went three frames, gave up just three hits, no runs, two punch-outs. Let's hear what Maldonado had to say as his dream came true.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the Major League debut. Take us through the emotions as you were taking the mound for the first time.
I was trying not to let the moment get too big and, you know, just treat it as another game, take it pitch by pitch and really take in the moment. And that's what, you know, a lot of the veteran guys told me to do, just breathe and pitch. And I thought I handled the emotions pretty well.
You had a really big cheering section here today. Could you hear them up in the stands?
Yeah, after the double play to end the third, I looked up and saw them going crazy. That was really cool to see.
Is this moment what you imagined it would be?
Yeah. I mean, you always picture this moment, you know, when you're a young kid, but I think it was better than I imagined, really.
How much confidence does this outing give you of your ability to compete at this level?
It really just, you know, I would say proves myself right that you know, I do belong here. And, you know, there's definitely stuff to improve, but I go from here and continue to get better and work hard and see what happens.
How much did pitching here at the World Baseball Classic at Federal help you maybe calm any nerves you might have had?
Yeah, I would say it helped a lot. You know, this wasn't really my debut in Lone Depot. You know, I had a sold out crowd in 23 at the Classic, and that really helped me adjust to this a lot easier. And it was, like I said, just another game.
You were one of the last guys, you know, still around spring training. What was sort of the message the club had given you to work on, or just about how you had performed?
Just, you know, sharpening up my pitches, having all three matter really, and I thought I showed a good good glimpse of that today. You know, the fastball was good, the cutters was good, were good, and the sliders played. So, you know, just trusting that I can pitch in the big leagues, and that really gave me the confidence, you know, to go out and do what I did today.
And then I think during spring you were tinkering around a little bit with the grip on your fastball. How did you feel about it throughout the minor leagues this year, and how did you feel about it tonight?
Yeah, it was a work in progress, and I think it got better every outing. You know, my last two outings in Jacksonville, the fastball was really good, and I was really getting confident with it, throwing it a lot more. You know, my last outing in Jacksonville, I didn't even throw a slider. I was all fastball cutter, and I thought that, you know, that really helped to make the slider more effective if I have other pitches to protect it.
Is there a moment from today that you'll remember most, however many years from now?
Warming up, I would say, and coming off the field after the third, you know, looking up and I didn't know where the family section was, so I heard them going crazy. And looking up and seeing, you know, my friends and family and fiance cheer, it meant a lot, you know, and I gave them a point to know that, you know, so they knew I saw them, so that was really cool.
What are you to do with a strikeout ball?
Frame it, definitely frame it, and, you know, hopefully have a little memorabilia room in my house.
How much different was this for you, given you're starting the game, unlike coming out of the bullpen and high leverage?
Honestly, I was really excited for it. I started all 3 years in college. I know I haven't started in pro ball, but, you know, I'm not too far out of college. And, you know, the coaching staff talked to me, just treat it like I'm coming out of the bullpen. I didn't try and warm up like a starter. I did my own routine, and yeah, I liked it a lot.
All right, we're right back at it. The Marlins have an opportunity on Saturday afternoon, a 4-10 first pitch. Edward Cabrera, who's been sensational, will go up against the youngster, and he's also been sensational. Mitchell Parker, who will toss for the Washington Nationals. I've got Marlins on deck at 3:40. We hope you can see at the ballpark, or if not, listen on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.